The next attorney general will likely have a say in a government spying program that is under pressure. And today, the House considers a once-secret program that allows wiretapping without a judge's permission. Democrats want to give more oversight over that program to a secret federal court. And a partisan battle is expected, with both sides saying national security is at stake. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports.
Former Democratic Congressman Timothy Romer was on Capitol Hill this week to support the new legislation. Romer was a member of the bipartisan 9/11 Commission. He says the panel discovered that some U.S. intelligence officers were reluctant to use aggressive surveillance techniques because they weren't exactly sure what was legal. Advances in communication technology outpaced the provisions of the 1978 Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, or FISA. Romer says the bill before the House today would clarify the law.
This is a step in the right direction to act quickly on foreign targets, to modernize how we can do that when fiber optics may run through the United States, and to try to make sure that we balance that strong national security with civil liberties so that the American government isn't collecting on our own people.
That's the fear some Democrats have with legislation Congress passed hastily this summer under pressure from the Bush administration to close what it called a dangerous gap in intelligence. It broadened the National Security Agency's ability to eavesdrop on foreign communications without a warrant. That authority expires after the first of the year, so Congress is working now on the new bill. It would still allow the government to eavesdrop on foreign suspects overseas, but when targeted communications might cross into the United States, the Federal Intelligence Surveillance Court would come into play. Agents would have to either get individual warrants for targets in the U.S. or have broad permission, called blanket warrants, to capture U.S. communications. Republicans say that's a bad idea.
It forces us to get a court order when we want to listen to see what a terrorist has to say.
Congressman Lamar Smith is the ranking Republican on the House Judiciary Committee. He says the requirements of the new bill are problematic because intelligence agents don't always know who a suspect is talking to.
And that means that every single time someone who might be perpetrating a terrorist attack makes a phone call, we are now, for the first time, going to have to get a court order. That is a deterrent to our intelligence gathering, and it is clearly a deterrent to trying to stop a terrorist attack.
Another sticking point for Republicans is that the bill does not give retroactive immunity to telecommunication companies that have been sued for cooperating with the government's warrantless wiretapping program.
We needed their cooperation. Frankly, we should be giving them our thanks, not inviting meaningless lawsuits to be filed against telephone companies.
Republicans will try to add immunity to the bill during today's debate, but are not likely to succeed, especially after revelations this week about the extent of the firm's cooperation with the government. In a letter to House Democrats, the company said they could not provide details on their cooperation with the government's secret surveillance program, but Verizon did say it had provided hundreds of customer records to federal authorities without a warrant since 2005. Congressman Edward Markey of Massachusetts is one of the lawmakers investigating the program.
The Bush administration must come clean in order to reestablish trust with the American people and with the Congress. And until we get to the bottom of what happened here, I, like many of my colleagues, am reluctant to endorse retroactive immunity.
President Bush has threatened to veto the bill if it does not grant immunity to the telecom firms. A Senate version of the intelligence bill is expected to include it. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, The Capitol.